the capture of an American sea captain by Somali pirates and his subsequent rescue made for riveting drama. It also spurred the White House to announce new steps to curb piracy off the Horn of Africa. Well, humorist Brian Unger foresees some unexpected consequences.
The new pirate poses a terrible threat for oceangoers and a huge headache for the manufacturers of the top-selling Halloween costume. For Johnny Depp and the Disney Corporation, who is now the world's biggest profiteer and glamorizer of pirates, the new terrorists. Walt is rolling over in his cryogenic grave.
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
Will librarians be forced to pull copies of Treasure Island from bookshelves? Will fast food giant Long John Silver close its doors? Will the Jonas Brothers have to end their careers even sooner than we expected? One can only hope. Passé is the villain with a wooden leg who had a vocabulary of one, arg. Anachronistic is the parrot on his shoulder. Now we Americans must undergo a huge cultural shift as we embark on the modern global war on pirates. GWOP. As a nation, we are all thinking the same thing. The GWOP is going to be long and expensive. And we're wondering, while still engaged in the global war on terror or overseas contingency operation, do we burden the U.S. Navy with a global war on pirates or on the high seas contingency operation to combat marauding thugs on boats?
Our enemies have united and vowed to destroy us.
We admired the old pirate for his independent spirit, allowing no one to govern him and for living by his own pirate's code.
There was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world. But our time is coming to an end.
But the Nouvelle Pirate is the Glenn Beck of the sea, a maritime libertarian, a meritarian, if you will, who is both militant and irritant, less interested in advancing an ideology and more interested in getting rich and a cheap thrill. Let's not give credit to Islamic radicalism, but at least it wants to end Western influence in the Middle East. When it comes to terrorizing the sea, one man's pirate is another man's unemployed Somali bouncer, armed about as well as a 19th century bandit who picked off wagon trains along the Santa Fe Trail, but wearing kids.
You're mad.
If I wasn't, this would probably never work.
These swashbucklers commandeered a lifeboat within sniping distance of the USS Bainbridge. Pirates, meet a guided missile destroyer. And if you really want to sell your tale, someone's got to walk the plank. And you're going to have to add a love story, some romance. You got to have a hook, or at the very least, a Captain Hook.
Thoughts from Public Radio's Picaroon of Drollery, Brian Unger.